Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Separated by the Border, a birth mother, a foster mother, and a migrant child's 3,000-mile journey by Gina Thomas. Foreword by Michelle Ferrigno-Warren. Narrated by Lisa Larson. There is a daughter I mother, a daughter I love, but she is not mine and I am not hers forever. There is a mother she loves. A mother who loves her forever. For love is like water. No human border can keep it out. Yes, love is like water. It moves above in clouds and below in soil. Yes, love is water. Foreword. Michelle Ferrigno-Warren. In May 2018, stories of families being separated at the United States southern border were beginning to make headlines because of the government's new zero-tolerance policy for asylum seekers. Online outrage was small but fierce. In true Twitter fashion, those of us working closely with congressional leaders and the administration, pushing for just responses to migrants, began to get tagged. Questions like, "How can this be happening?" and "What can we do to make this stop?" were filling my Twitter feed. Having worked alongside immigrants for years, I was caught off guard that so many people were taking notice and wanting change. In reality, separating families is not new, so seeing people waking up to this injustice was very welcome. My own immigration story is one of a young Italian couple heading to the United States via Ellis Island at the turn of the 20th century to get jobs and send money back to their family, who had fewer opportunities to support those they loved. As for many immigrants, their goodbye was permanent. In recent decades, our country's immigration system has compounded the harm, indefinitely separating families through public policy in a myriad of ways. Families around the world daily make hard choices for the best of those they love. They leave their families, moving for jobs to support aging parents and hungry children. They know that if they leave and succeed, none of them will be able to return home legally. America's economic engine needs more workers than our labor markets can fill, so we're quick to offer the undocumented opportunities, many in fields in which Americans don't want to work, so our lives can move forward without economic disruption. U.S. citizens don't realize the trauma and separation that befall those who pick our food, cut our lawns, staff our restaurants, clean our hotel rooms. This keeps our economy going, sustaining the age-old adage, "We want your work, we just don't want you." Economic pushes and pulls aren't the only driver of family separation. In 2014, thousands of children came to our borders fleeing violence. Gangs had killed their family members and recruited their friends, so their only option to stay alive was to head north as unaccompanied minors. These factors are still a primary driver for many in migrant caravans awaiting the opportunity to share their fears with U.S. officials and be granted asylum. Family separation is also an issue for children. Those born to undocumented parents often suffer the pain and trauma of having parents deported, not to mention living under that threat. Over 8 million U.S. citizens live with that fear for at least one family member. And according to the American Immigration Council, almost 6 million citizen children under the age of 18 live with a parent or family member who is undocumented. Then, there are undocumented immigrants who were brought to the United States as children, the Dreamers. They learned the Pledge of Allegiance, were educated in our schools, and contribute to our communities. They are in every way American, yet they lack the opportunity to move their legal status forward. Many Dreamers have a temporary protected status called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. This status protects them from deportation. But DACA students continue to be used as political pawns in an ugly partisan game. So they wait for the opportunity to move from mere protection to the ability to earn legal status.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?